You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 417, recorded April, posted October 2023. A coherent, legitimate plan.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a dungeon master. Is he, him pronouns tonight or today or yesterday? Probably not yesterday. Today, now, right now, you are listening to the conclusion to the Merkmire Malevolence, the level one adventure from Keys from the Golden Vault. Allow me to introduce our players, and then I'll remind you of the action so far. First up, it's Monty Ashley.
Hello, I am Monty Ashley. I play Krong, a bugbear, monster under the bed type guy. Both of us use he, him pronouns.
Next up, it's Erica Ensign.
Hello. Yes, I am Erica Ensign, she, her, playing Levithia du Isigri, who is a human ranger, also she, her.
Also joining us, Annette Weirstra.
Hey, I am playing Jay Raff, an Asimar paladin, and both of us use she, her pronouns.
And last, but not least, it's Jason Snell.
Hi, everybody out there listening. Tony has promised this is the last episode of this story, so now is the time to check your progress bar and discover whether it's like, oh, it's over in 10 minutes, or wow, it took 5 hours. Doesn't matter. This is the last one, and I'll be playing Revel. He is a Triton druid, and that means he's a blue fish man, is what I'm saying.
Are we locking it in? Is like no one allowed to leave until this adventure is done? Is that the
yep, that's right. Basically.
Deal.
What do you mean we, Dungeon Master? What do you mean we?
Oh no.
Blood contract.
Why do I keep signing these things?
Just let us win and it's over, Tony.
I can never do that. there's a certain set of principles that the Dungeon Masters Guild requires. Yeah, I uphold.
Decorum.
All right, what has been happening in the adventure, the Merkmire Malevolence? Well, our adventurers have been hired, recruited, I don't know, conscripted to join a secret society or a society with secrets known as the Golden Vault. This is a benevolent society that looks to, you know, they're looking to help people out, save the world, save the town, save the village, whatever it takes. And they have particularly this week been notified that a large rock about to go on display at a museum is not a rock, but an egg about to hatch, and you know, from that egg will hatch a horrible elder beast that will lay waste to at least several city blocks, if not the city itself. And well, they think that's real, real bad. So our adventurers have been hired to steal the rock slash egg before it can hatch, deliver it to a rogue anthropology professor who will defuse it and save the day before anyone is the wiser. They have scouted the museum. They have mostly, at least several of them, have attended a gala. They have poisoned some guests. But before we get any further with what could be a very short or extremely long and painful episode, maybe the players want to remind me and each other and the listeners of what the plan is.
Well, we're museum inspectors.
I used air quotes there in a way that was very unfair. It's just unusual. The word plan gets thrown around a lot in Dungeons & Dragons, and they actually have a coherent, legitimate plan that they research and put together and makes use of resources they have. It seems strange to be using all those words together.
We're playing a trick on you, Tony. Ha-ha.
Yes. Well, yeah. But please remind each other, because it's been a little while since we played Dungeons & Dragons, of what the plan is.
First of all, I would like to remind everybody that it was just a light poisoning. Like, you know, poison. It just sounds so bad. Well, we just made everybody a little sick.
Food poisoning. It's literally in the sense of food poisoning.
What do you call it when you give people an emetic? When you get to get them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a little bit in the wine.
So like that's not even
poison.
It's like
a cleanse. It's a cleanse, Tony. They have too much black bile and we're going to get it out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for their own good.
Who has had recent, you know, surgery on my digestive tract, I'm sensitive to these things. So,
it's fair.
You know, Do what you may.
Well, briefly, the plan is that we're going to poison everybody so that they're all throwing up or doing whatever else they do in the privies. Mm-hmm. This will lower their guard.
And they'll go home.
Then Ravel is going to cast a fog bank in the room with the stone. Yeah. This should also cause some confusion. Then I, Krong, the sneaky one, come out with the bag of holding. Stone goes into the bag. This piece of jade, if I manage to get it out all the way, goes where the stone was. Then I sprint. I go to the skylight, and I'm out.
All right. Roll a d20 to see if that happens. No, we're not. No. All right. So the gala is already in, I mean, I think it's past full swing. I think it's the downswing.
Yeah, especially since real people fast. Are starting to get sick.
Real fast. You've done some,
everybody's gathered looked some. At the rock and said, well, that's a rock.
Yeah, that's a rock. It rocks. Sure is. Very nice. Is this what our donations pay for?
It is.
You have successfully poisoned some of the rich, fancy people who, I guess we don't even consider rich people anymore here in
only corporations are people here now.
Oh wow, the Incomparable has swung in that direction. That was unforetold.
It's a real Judge Dredd kind of situation going on here.
Wow. I wonder what political climate this episode will be released in, so we'll find out
if we are still alive.
Only time will tell.
You have successfully poisoned a good number of guests and a couple guards who shouldn't have been drinking but were. So I think it's also getting toward the end of the gala. As you remember, the gala runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So I'm thinking it's 7:45-ish. The crowd's thinning out, which, you know, means less witnesses, but also less crowd cover. I don't know. While this is happening, Krong, I forget exactly what we covered last time. We definitely described you scaling the side of the museum in the rain, climbing across the roof, and you had basically prepped the skylight where it was unlocked and waiting for you to descend into the attic.
That's correct.
Yes.
I am not yet wearing the tuxedo.
Okay. Are you wearing the tuxedo, but you have a layer over it, or I don't know how does that work for Krong?
I'm not yet wearing the tuxedo. I will change into it once I open the skylight and drop in.
Do you have it like in a garment bag hung
it's
over
in
your
the
shoulder?
Bag of holding. Got a bag of holding.
The ultimate garment bag, the bag of holding. Yes. So, all right. It is a gray rainy night on top of the museum. You can't really see the moon through the fog, and there's no one guarding the museum roof because it's not that kind of museum. And you cross under cover of gloomy, rainy darkness, find the skylight, looking down at the attic. No one's in the attic. Everyone's at the party. No one is guarding the empty attic at night, and no one has tampered with your I guess not a jar, but unlocked skylight hatch.
Is there anything directly below the skylight that will get obviously wet when I open it?
No.
Then I will open it.
Yes. They had a bunch of those shrinky dinks things that when they get damp, they turn into big dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I love those things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's a museum, people. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. They're historic. No. So, Krong, you descend into the museum attic, leaving only a few wet puddles of rain. But those will dry up in moments, you hope. You check the humidity of the room to assess that. What's next?
I will creep over to the stairs and carefully start to go down it and stick my head around the corner down here to see if the hallway is empty.
There is a decent amount of traffic on the hallway because descending from the stairs to the attic puts you at the end of this kind of back hallway here on the second floor of the Varkenbluff Museum of Natural History. And this is the hallway with the privies. And for some reason, the privies seem to be particularly crowded here. And so there's a decent amount of traffic, including a short line of very unhappy looking people waiting for a privy to be available.
I will retreat.
This is on you, people.
I will retreat to the attic and change into my tuxedo.
And so you do. Roll performance?
Why? Oh,
that was a pretty good roll. I have an 18.
You are excellent at putting on a tuxedo.
Great.
I wish I was there to see it because it was a great show, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will stroll.
It's like a, I mean, I imagine, I just imagine basically like a Sailor Moon Transformers. And I was like, well, that's a performance check. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I will not stealth. I will walk confidently down these stairs and then walk across the privies.
All right. Now, you would potentially catch the eyes of some people being a nightmare monster wearing a tuxedo attending a fancy gala that no one's noticed earlier in the evening, but people are, they seem very focused on other things.
And
no one pays you any, they're preoccupied. No one pays you any attention. So you skirt past the various rich people hanging out waiting for the privies. You are basically at this point on the edge of the main lobby of the second floor. As described from your earlier scouting, there is a giant allosaur animatronic thing and a bunch of other prehistoric creatures. Robotic. Allosaur.
Animatronic? This thing moves?
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's super going to come to life, isn't it?
Oh, I love this museum.
It's got the finest in gnomish, inventioning. There are a few nobles kind of loitering around. I imagine, you know, there's people enjoying a beverage or a cheese plate. I would say there's like one or two guards here, but this area is basically effectively not guarded at this stage of the evening.
Great. I'm going to walk all the way to the west side of the second floor.
Okay.
Where it turns, and then there's this kind of cafe-looking area.
Yeah. I'm going to say no one, you don't even need to roll. No one's paying attention to you. You head across the main lobby. You're now walking down, you know, it's part of the main part of the museum, but it's kind of, I imagine it's kind of darkened as if it's not, and there's no exhibits along here. And no other guests of the gala are wandering down this hallway. So that means there's no one to see you. You peek around the corner into this. There's kind of a cafeteria. It is known as the Unearthed Cafe. And there is one guard kind of sitting, you know, it looks like it has been closed up for the evening. Maybe they serve lunch here. There's one guard sitting at kind of a bench. Looks like he's just kind of, you know, he might be half asleep. What I'm trying to say is, people, there is a guard present. Is he guarding? Does the presence of a guard define guarding, or does the guard have to be actively engaged in the act of guarding?
I think it describes his job and not his current state.
Status? Mm-hmm.
I would say that his current state is on break.
Excellent.
He is eating some kind of granola bar.
I will go into stealth mode.
I'm going
to attempt to sneak past this guard and the three guards at the bottom.
All right.
Looks like there's a couch here. I bet I could crawl under it so he can't see me.
Totally.
And would you like to do this on stealth break? Rolls? Does he even need to roll if the guy's on break?
This is like practice for the other ones.
Does he get advantage?
I rolled a 16.
All right. So you are very stealthy, and you are stealthing away. Let me just check the... passive perception of a guard, no reason.
Probably pretty bad, right? Like,
yeah,
they don't want guards noticing things.
No, that would be boring. Yeah. Krong, I will tell you the passive perception of a guard is 12. So 16, you are, you watch the guard, you know when to move, you are across the cafeteria without any trouble. South of the cafeteria, there is a series of rooms. Krong, I am forgetting if you have scouted these rooms before or if they were scouted for you by other people.
Scouted by other people.
Yeah, so you had it pointed out on a map, and you know that these are more kind of various prehistoric-y exhibits and whatnot. And in fact, at this stage of the evening, there is but a single guard patrolling this activity. Probably any of the guards that would have been here are, you know, keeping track of the gala itself. So there's a single lonely guard kind of patrolling back and forth this long series of little galleries here. It would not be very hard to make it past him. One of your targets along the way in the let's see here. I just want to check that I get the location of it consistent with last time. There was a big chunk of jade that you wanted in the Underground Wonders exhibits. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's basically five little square rooms in a row. Six little square rooms in a row. One of the middle ones has a chunk of jade that, you know, it doesn't look like the Merkmeyer Stone, but it's like dimensions are similar to the Merkmeyer Stone. So its weight and size is going to be similar. So would you like to sneak past this bored strolling guard?
Yes. Clearly what's going to happen is he's walking from east to west. Then once he's walking west to east, I sneak in behind him.
I just kind of shadow him.
Yeah.
All right.
So smart.
So you find your way into the Underground Wonders exhibit. Glittering ore, but you know the street value of that is limited, and gemstones are arranged on velvet back display cases. But the one that catches your eye, as mentioned to you by one of your colleagues, is that the central display here has a cabinet with just like a really nice, good, huge, you know, bigger than a bread box size chunk of jade. The exhibit is basically like, check out this big chunk of jade. But they gussy it a little bit up with the language, but like, honestly, the only thing they have to say about this jade is how big this chunk of jade is. Now, the jade is in a locked glass display case. Certainly, you could just break the glass, or being a spooky, shadowy nightmare monster, you could probably easily pick the lock and take the jade.
I'm walking behind the guard.
Yep.
Does the guard take notice of the jade?
No.
Okay.
The jade has been there.
There's that jade, all right. Good.
No. He did. I mean, I think he probably did the first 50 times that he patrolled past that jade, you know, but he's into the thousands of patrols past
that
jade now.
It's not like that's his favorite exhibit in the museum. No. He just looks at it lovingly every time he goes past.
He's a historic plants guy, but you gotta, you know, it's all political who gets appointed where in the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Well, I will post up here and let him continue going west to east, and I will hide. My plan is that then when he's going east to west, I will unlock it.
He patrols back and forth. You do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. Do I roll?
Give me a quick dexterity check to open it. It looks like a very simple lock.
May I add my proficiency bonus as I have that proficiency is how, in thieves' tools?
That is how thieves' tools work.
Ooh.
I rolled a natural one.
Oh, no. Oh.
Hey, that's all right. It's an increase in drama, baby.
The lock jams. You know, you were moving quickly, Krong, and you're like, I thought I could do this real easily. This is a pretty simple lock, and it jams. It's like, it is a cheap, annoyingly built lock. And it's so, yeah, it is. That lock is stuck.
Is the glass boxes in, it is in, attached to the table?
Yeah. If that's it,
I was going to take the box and just shatter it. And then hopefully the jade would just be there.
It is basically, it's, you know, it's a wood and glass cabinet, heavy on the glass.
Can I try again, or...
I think, unfortunately, the lock is like, this is not really a, I mean, now it is permanently a lock. It will never be an unlock, if you know what I mean.
All right. Well, it was a good idea. So long, jade.
Okay. There is always the option to smash the glass and take the jade.
Come on. This is a heist.
All right.
Not a smash and grab yet.
Okay.
Step five is smash and grab.
All right. And so you stealth your way down the rest of the hallway and seclude yourself in the storage closet off of the main gala as the gala itself is winding down. Do you have a time? Have you synchronized watches? Is there a signal?
Watches?
How will you know when to go? Have you synchronized chronometers?
Chronometers?
Have
sundials?
You looked
sundials?
Yeah.
I don't have keen mind. I don't know what time it is. I'm just in a closet waiting for the signal.
The signal is everyone's going to like start freaking out.
Because there's fog.
I'll scream.
Yep.
Fog. And no.
Fog.
Don't yell fog in a crowded.
Oh, blame somebody. Like, it's the fog monster or, you know, the fogulator.
The classic hallmark of a good plan is the freestyling in the middle of it.
You gotta leave some room for improv.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
jazz,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, I think it's we the can plans assume, you don't plan along the way.
We can assume that we had a time that we expected Krong to be there by to the last 10 minutes or 5 minutes of the of the thing, at which point I'm going to cast Fog Cloud.
Yes, and in fact, the curator of the museum has just started dinging his fork on a cocktail glass and is saying, "You know, you don't have to you don't have to go home, but you can't stay in the museum overnight." And fog ripples out throughout the gala.
If you do stay in the museum overnight, talk to the jade. It becomes alive. It has fascinating stories.
Ravel, do you want to just remind us of the exact mechanics of Fog Cloud, a spell rarely cast by intentionally by somebody because of the untoward mechanics of it?
How dare you? It is a 20-foot radius sphere of fog. And so I'm going to place it.
And like every sphere, it will be a cube.
Someone has drawn a circle on the map that I think is actually half of the size. So, yeah, I think it is twice as big as that. I think that was a 10-foot radius.
Oh, you're
20
right.
20 feet is, I think, let me just say, radius. You could probably just say 20 feet is the room.
The room, yeah. I'm not going to even draw it. You're right. A radius, not even diameter. Yeah, so the entire room fills with fog.
Poisonous fog or just fog?
Its area, it spreads around corners. Its area is heavily obscured. So I would say it actually even fills the doorway and maybe the entrance to the doorway of this room. It also would maybe even come under the door, giving Krong his hint. But if not, then people will react to it.
There's also the immediate sound of confusion and people like falling over each other and you know, rich people.
The area is heavily obscured. Heavily obscured.
Stars, fog.
Where did everything go?
Oh, somebody's pushed me into a swimming pool.
I can't see anything.
I don't care for this.
Is this part of the show?
I have
good groundwork, everybody.
I have purposely sort of been like hovering around this display case looking at it, but I'm pretty close just to make sure that, like, you know, as soon as the fog hits, I'm going to like take a step to the south just to make sure that I'm sort of in between the jade. It's not jade. It is jade. It's not jade. In the egg and any guards so that like if they bump into something, it will be me and not Krong.
Now, I will remind you all, you do not have any magic abilities to see through the fog. The fog obscures.
No.
Everything for everybody.
I'm just walking south.
I will say
that, like, you know, hands out, I might feel the thing.
All right.
And I was back against the wall, sort of by the door, just, you know, again, like leaning against the wall, drinking a drink and looking just like a bored,
not a poison drink.
I have a perfect excuse to accidentally run into the display case because I can't see anything.
Okay.
When the fog comes, the first thing you do, run in a random direction. That's what these idiots are doing.
Yep.
That's how it works on Scooby-Doo.
So, Ravel, you positioned yourself by the door, all casual-like. Levithia, you have positioned yourself in the vicinity, but, you know, totally casually, of the Merkmeyer stone pedestal. Jay, where would you like to be?
I'm up against a wall as well, because then I can feel my way out. But I'm making a lot of noise to sort of draw people in my direction. Mm-hmm. And I'm like kind of slowly, very slowly making my way along the wall.
Classic, like, this fog is so upsetting, I might steal a bunch of stones talk.
Well, you know. Like, no.
No.
Just like, I'm so helpless. I don't know what I'm doing. Someone please come help me.
I'm going to steal that allosaur.
Yeah.
All right. In my backyard.
So the
fog don't trip over anything.
Has rippled through the gala. Rich, wealthy guests who are also relatively intoxicated at this stage are panicking. The curator has no idea what to do. He's, you know, he's here somewhere. Guards certainly not trained for this. And I suspect at this moment, Krong stealthily emerges from the secret closet.
Yes.
Yay.
Now, obviously, I want to feel my way along the wall until I get to where the rock is and put the rock into this bag of holding.
Okay.
What would you like me to do?
I think now this is going to be a little challenging. You're attempting to traverse a room full of partygoers that is filled with fog for a specific destination to then take a rock.
Not full of partygoers, remember, because they've been...
Yeah, not, that's true. You know.
And feeling along the wall, so that's full. Something. It's stopping at the right spot.
I don't think you need to bother with stealth, because I think that is, like, that's covered. You know? it's probably more just a question of how quickly can you get your way to the stone. And I think that's probably just straight perception. And, you know, you've studied it on a map. You probably counted the number of footsteps it would take you to get from that thing. You know you're going to follow the wall, but you still to do it quickly and successfully is a challenge.
All right. I'll remind you, I also have very long arms.
Mm, thank you for that reminder.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I mean, the fact that there are two display cases sort of flanking the stone itself, if Krong's very long arms can feel where that first display case ends, he'll have a pretty good idea.
Remember,
this is the
art I had last time of the gala, but imagine fog everywhere on top of that.
So it's just grayish.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
I rolled a 13 perception.
All right. Krong, you cross the room. You occasionally have to steer around a guard or a distressed museum donor. But you find your way. And even, you know,
they just
glows.
See a tuxedo moving through the haze.
It helps that the stone glows a little bit. I don't think it was doing that before, but as the night has crept onward, it glows a little bit. And in fact, as you get within range of the Merkmeyer Stone, Krong, give me a quick D12 roll.
Oh, we had stuff happen to us last time,
you
right?
You did have stuff happen to you.
That's right.
Did you note any of those things?
No.
Oh.
I thought I did, but I don't see it.
At least one of you had your skin turn kind of metally.
That was Levithia, wasn't it?
And I think some people had their limbs feel leaden.
Yeah, that was us.
Yep.
That was me.
Yeah,
didn't I gain like a bonus to something? Why did I not write that down?
Yes, I believe that you have resistance to piercing and slashing damage, Erica. And
and we had a bad thing happen to us.
I think did Ravel and Jay get the same?
Yeah, we rolled the same.
Yeah, we did.
Is it possible that you have disadvantage on dexterity checks and dexterity saving throws?
It could be. Yeah,
familiar.
Something like that for sure.
That might come up.
Okay,
hasn't yet. All right. Monty, would you
I
roll
a
your
one.
D12? You rolled a one. It's from a table. There's
the
not,
table.
They're not
yeah.
quantifiably better or worse.
Phew. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
You are, in fact, guided to the stone by harsh whispers in an unknown language that assault your consciousness. Maybe they're better or worse. You gain vulnerability to psychic damage and can't maintain concentration on spells. Unlikely to negatively impact Krong. But if you've been thinking of casting a bunch of spells tonight, you can have a hard time.
All right.
So you make your way to the big, green, glowing chunk of rock that is the Merkmeyer Stone. You can kind of see the outline of something growing inside of it. This looks different than it did before. But, you know, time has passed. Things change. People change.
And I shout from
evil,
the doorway.
Evil magic rocks change.
Should we leave? Is something going on? Hello? Anyone?
Ravel, do you want to try to leave?
Well, I'm standing by the door sort of trying to urge people. I'm over by the door. Follow my voice this way. And I stand in the doorway or right at the back edge of the doorway and say, follow my voice to get out of that horrible smoke or fog or whatever it might be. I don't know if it's dangerous.
There's a bit of a tussle as some of the rich, panicking gala attendees are trying to push past you, Ravel.
Let them pass. Please.
Also, it seems like some guards from the outside are trying to come in and help.
Oh, and what a mess.
And there seems to be some confusion about whether the door opens inward or out.
It's a shame. It's a real shame.
I guess as I like sort of stumble around here, I want to sort of find where the stone is because I don't want to leave until I know for sure that Krong has got it and left.
Give me a perception check, Levithia.
Sure. That's a 10.
you were having a hard time finding you think you saw a flash of a tuxedo, but you have not yet located Krong / the Merkmire Stone. Krong, you are at the Merkmire Stone on its dramatic looking pedestal. The Merkmire Stone is just a big rock sitting on a pedestal. There is no display case around it or anything like that.
It's about to be a bag of holding around it.
I would like to make a very scary expression, like an intimidation check, just
on the stone.
If anybody can see because it's glowing, I want them to see a horrifying monster come out of the darkness, something they do not want to look after, is what I'm thinking. And then I'm going to turn the bag of holding upside down and push it down onto the stone.
Okay. You do that. It's unclear if anyone has seen you because it's very foggy in here. You do hear several screams, but they may be unrelated to your appearance.
It looks cool is the important thing.
I want the viewers to picture
like the glowing and the comes out of nowhere.
I hope that I would notice that since I'm right there and looking for it.
And in fact, see a strange shadowy figure envelop the glowing green of the Merkmire Stone, Levithia.
All right, I'm going to give it a few more seconds to make sure Krong, I assume, gets out. Make sure I don't hear a ruckus down toward that door, and then I will leave.
Is there noise coming from the door? Like, it sounds like there's a big traffic jam at that door right now.
Yeah, there's a traffic jam at the door, at the main door to the gemstone wing.
I'm going south.
All right.
I'm going out the way I came in.
As you slide the bag of holding off the pedestal with the Merkmire Stone within it, there is a relatively loud thunk noise that in fact seems to kind of echo throughout the entire second floor of the museum. And whatever kerfuffle was happening next to you, Ravel, with people like trying to pull open the door that's meant to be pushed open and whatnot, seems to be settled as somebody give me a quick arcana check.
I'm not by the door, so
yeah.
I mean, I could still do
it. I have bad arcana.
That's the spirit.
Like, I got a 9.
I got a 14.
As Jay, you recognize the an arcane lock activating on all of the entrances and exits to the gemstone wing, including the storage closet in the south. Continue.
To communicate to my friends, I'm like going to yell to add to the chaos already, be like, help, what's happening? Are we locked in here now? Or what's going on? And I just try to yell to sort of imply this knowledge, infer. I don't know.
Ravel, I bet I get it.
How long does this fog last?
How long does the fog last? The fog lasts as long as I want, for up to an hour.
All right. I think you've currently used 45 seconds of that hour. So, Krong, you have the stone in the bag. You are headed south.
Yes. What do I find when I get south?
You find the door to the little storage closet that you hid in before. The door that, to your knowledge, did not lock or unlock before is firmly locked.
Then it is time to hide under this table.
Okay. You find a table and hide under it. I'm not even going to make you roll for that because you're hiding under a table in a room full of fog.
Now I am waiting to hear a door open.
I'm going to knock over the pedestal that the stone was on.
All right. Give me an athletics check to do that. It's a pretty heavy, sturdy pedestal.
I'm going to like try to fall down on top of it and then get up, like just to make it up, you know, like this was totally not on purpose. I stumbled into it. You said athletics?
No one can see you.
That's a 21.
All right. You like hip check the pedestal and it just stumbles to the ground. It is taking some damage. It has taken some cosmetic damage to one corner. Somebody shrieks and
I'm going to make some obvious noise like, ow, as I fall down.
All right.
I try to get the people who are near me that have been pushing on the door. I try to get them riled up. So I say, What's going on? Let us out! There's noises! Let us out!
Yeah, are any of these rich people, like, you know, wizards or sorcerers or anything that could just unlock it?
They seem to mainly be nobles, which is a much less exciting stat block.
Yeah, they all have adventurer children that are all out adventuring.
But. Yeah. Yeah. These are the people who finance the adventures. There is a crowd of rich people panicking at the main doors, Ravel, and their panic has only intensified because of you. But it does seem like there are a good number of guards in this room who are here to make sure nothing bad happened to the gala. That's never been a problem before. And
great job, guys.
Yeah. I think some of them are trying to get control of the situation. This is hard to do because room's still full of fog, and mm-hmm. also they don't exactly know what they should be doing other than trying to get people to not panic and hurt each other. There are starting to be some shouts from the guards, like, "Be calm, everyone! The situation is," and unconvincingly, "under control."
I shout out, "No, it's not. Run, panic, panic."
I'm going to make my way over to the door as well and contribute to this frenzy and just be like, "Please let me out. I can't breathe. I'm going to faint." And I'm just making it sound like I'm losing it.
Sure.
So maybe convince them to let me out.
Give me a quick performance check there, Jay.
At some point, we are going to start to panic legitimately.
Six. Yeah.
Well, you have an advantage because of the situation.
I'm just melodramatic, which is kind of, you know, what rich people are, right?
Yeah.
It's true. Did you roll again?
Oh, I can roll again?
Yeah, you have an advantage.
Giving you an advantage.
Okay. Oh, this time, 20.
Okay.
Natural
people are freaking out. And at this point, the crowd is, they're banging on the door, and there's a lot of them. The door is starting to like the panel of the door is starting to like collapse inward. And there are some like guards on the other side who do not know what is going on. You suddenly, Ravel, catch the eye of a guard on the other side of the door who's like, "Is this good that this door is being broken down?" Unclear. Am I supposed to rescue these people or contain them? Coming through the fog is the museum curator Alda, and he says, everyone be calm. There's a situation. I need everyone to just sit down and we will figure this out, but no one is leaving."
I back into the other pedestal to the north, the one that's farther away from Krong.
All right, give me a quick athletics check.
I want to at least make it teeter.
Yep.
That time, I'm certainly not going to knock it over with a 5.
Shove the pedestal. The pedestal doesn't really move, but the thing on top of it, perhaps from the impact, falls to the ground and shatters into a million pieces.
I scream. I legitimately am startled.
I'm going to try to not allow the curator to defuse things, and I'm going to say, I'm having trouble breathing. I think that there's something in this. This is gas. It's first they put it in our food, and now it's in the air.
Performance check
with advantage.
Yes.
That's a 15, and that's not, so 15.
All right. People are freaking out. The door, the exit door to the gala, is like kind of in charge. There are still on the other side of the door, there is a pair of guards kind of arm in arm, looking extremely nervous as this pack of rabid rich people is dismantling the structure of the museum to get out, but unclear if they need to go through them or not. Do we just wait and see what happens?
Can I start throwing my weight against the door too, with like to try and break the door?
And I'd like to make an arcana check in terms of what I know about magical locks.
Yes.
To know if that one gets broken, will it also disengage the one to the south, or
unlikely.
Does that one stay? Well, darn. Well, I rolled crappy anyway, so yeah. I wouldn't know.
All right. You know, a magical lock is a lock enabled by magic. They do tend to be very powerful locks, but they are locks that can be, you know, forced open. And probably it was that, you know, removing anything from the pedestal triggered a variety of locks to lock. All right. The crowd of rich people is just all kind of panicking, and people are getting smushed by the crowd. And there's just like the doors give way, and there's just a crowd of rich people like kind of like flops out of the gala room into the they're all like, everyone's like, I imagine the fog is just kind of billowing out through the now opening in the room. People are just kind of flopping around on the ground, gasping for breath in the room with the giant animatronic Allosaur.
And from inside the room in the fog, I shout, "The door, it's open! Everybody this way! Follow my voice!"
The crowd surges behind Ravel. The guards immediately kind of fall back to try and like hold the stairs. And at this point, there's a bunch of like, you know, rich people wandering, kind of flopping around in the room with the giant dinosaur. Did I show you the giant dinosaur before?
I don't know.
You have a picture? I don't know if you did.
I mean, you told us it was there. I don't think we saw like a close-up.
It's very
up
dramatic.
Of it. We did not see that.
That
close-up.
Is very dramatic.
Yeah,
it's gonna eat us.
If I had known it was robotic, that would have been part of the plan for sure. Right now, they would be attacking people who ran out of the room.
Yeah, how do we get that started?
I mean, I think you might have needed to plan ahead a little bit, but so there is a panic. Some of the guards are kind of chasing the rich people out, but like this is not in their training. Some of the guards are at least trying to like hold the situation down by forming up at the stairs. There are still lots of very ill people wandering back and forth by the privies, including some people who probably couldn't wait as long as it was needed. Thanks, everybody. And you know, on the plus side, the lobby here with the natural history predators is significantly larger than the gemstone wing. So like once, you know, the crowd is just flooding out of the gemstone wing into this bigger high ceiling open space. You know, the fog is billowing out, but at this point, I imagine the fog can't fill this room.
No,
it can, and so
it can sort of fill the I would say. Three or four squares around the doorway.
The doorway is obscured
and right into the room, but it's just
kind of flowing into this room. And I imagine, you know, people, you know, you may wish to make some tactical choices here. I think there are probably some guards that are staying back in the gemstone wing who will attempt to secure the items. I'm going to say the curator is going to stand back there too. Do the rest of you, including Krong, want to basically move with the crowd out into out of the wing into the larger open part of the museum?
So the fog's still in here, though, correct?
And does the fog emanate from you, Ravel, or it's just it's there?
Okay,
and
so
persists?
It I cast it in the center of the room, and so it goes 20 feet in every direction and around corners. So I actually think that this whole wall on the other side of the doorway outside is obscured sort of about 5 feet out because it's flowing around.
But it doesn't follow you.
It doesn't follow me. No, it stays there.
But it also doesn't dissipate.
It doesn't dissipate until I tell
you
it to.
Unless you tell
it to. Or if somebody creates a wind of moderate or greater speed.
Unlikely to happen inside.
Oh, where's Steve?
Yeah.
So I've been listening because I don't want to be super suspicious, so I feel like I kind of want to go with a crowd. But if I like hear Krong trying to beat the hell out of that door to the south, I will go to the south and try to help beat the door down before I leave. But if I don't hear anything like that, then like the squealing of a door.
If the room is emptying out and the west door is open, I'm going to reach an arm out from the table and try to open the door to the south. My hope is that they just unlocked all of the doors to the room.
The door to the south is still firmly locked.
Then I am going to stealth my way towards the western door.
All right. Give me a quick stealth check. You have advantage because fog and everything.
25 on the second roll. We'll use that one.
Yeah, use that one. No one is aware of you. So let us say that you've all kind of followed the crowd and poured out into the main room here with the Allosaur.
People at this point, the fog.
You know, the panic is clearing a little bit once people got free of the fog, once people got out of a room that they were was suddenly very claustrophobic. And with the panic settling, the rich people are transitioning into disgust and annoyance and frustration and people asking for their money back. I don't think they paid to attend this.
I'm still in the fog, and every once in a while, like, ow, because I bruised myself.
There does seem to be kind of a cordon of guards that has set up at the top of the stairs to prevent anyone from leaving the museum by heading down to the main lobby.
Oh, well, I just need to, excuse me, I need to get to the privy, please. Oh, God.
Absolutely.
A nightmare monster in a tuxedo is going to throw up on you, or you can let him go.
And be very grumpy at that same. Why aren't you letting us out? Why can't we go down the stairs? This has been very. Look at this bruise. Look at this bruise.
I'm so sorry. I'm waiting for orders.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to distract him while Krong is.
Yeah. While you guys are distracting him, I'm just going to walk down the hallway and slowly shrink, it looks like. Until I
mean, that's what distance does. That's just perspective.
Yeah, it's just foreshortening. It's just like the hallway might be a half mile or so because, man, I'm really small when I'm down here. And then I turn right and run up into the attic.
All right. Can I trust that Levithia J and Ravel follow?
I'm still over by Levithia complaining about leaving.
Okay.
And seeing if we can still sort of talk our way out. And I'm going like, you could like, what do you want? Just like search me.
The museum.
I don't want you to search me. I just
curator
want out.
Appears through the bank of fog. It's very dramatic. His robes are flapping. He is flanked by two serious looking guards. One of them is the captain of the museum security forces, and he yells at the top of his lungs, "The Markmeyer stone is missing. No one's going anywhere. Have a seat. It's going to be a long night, ladies and gentlemen."
And so as he finishes saying that, we see me like slowly closing the skylight.
The crowd is annoyed. Why? I never. But also they are tired and inebriated and rich.
And a little some of them are sick.
Yeah. Some of them are queasy and unwell, and it helps that a decent number of the, it helps, I think, the guards and the museum curator control the situation, given that a decent number of the gala attendees have already turned in early for the evening, given their intestinal situations. The museum curator starts giving orders. Everyone is going to be searched and interrogated. People are to sit kind of by themselves and not talk to each other. And the city watch will be called for. And it's going to be a whole thing.
We might be here all night.
Yeah,
my parents are the Du Isigris. The Isigris. They are not going to appreciate this, and I refuse to say anything else, but I'll let them search me if they want.
Say we paid for a babysitter, and we have to be back by 9:30, young man.
I'm sorry. I'm just following orders. Krong, you're up on the rooftop.
I was going to say, I find that chatty guard that I talked to last time?
Sure. What did he sound like?
Oh, I don't know. It was like, I love
similar
it here. It's great. And very
I'm
talkative. And I just say, have you ever seen anything like this before? This is crazy, right?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this before. It's crazy.
Right.
Right. I'll never be replaced by artificial intelligence.
Nope.
So, adventurers, I'm simply asking you whether you wish to, for the purposes of your ruse, stay here and be interrogated and searched, or slip off and sneak out through a skylight.
If they're not going to let us out,
I think it's up to you.
Krong has a better chance of getting away without us dragging him down, I think.
Well, and he knows where to go to, because we just need to get the Merkmeyer stone. there. All right. And if one the of professor. Us gets caught.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for them.
No.
Right. Yeah, so it's like if one of us gets caught and like, what are they going to, they can't do anything to us because we have nothing. We have no.
I think so. It's about, what is it, about 8 o'clock now?
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be a bad idea for one person to try to sneak out significantly after Krong left to just follow along. And I don't know who that makes sense for it to be, but just, you know, just in case Krong gets stopped somewhere to have the cavalry show up. Right. But
for the cleanliness of the heist, it might be good not to go out so then they never know how I got out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
A mustachioed detective 2 days later finds the remnants of a puddle of water beneath the skylight and goes, say.
Krong, you are up on the roof of the museum. It is still lightly drizzling rain. It's very dark. There are no guards on the roof of the museum. You've got the Merkmeyer stone in your bag of holding. What next?
He's got a rope.
I will go over to the rope that I belayed over that non-animate gargoyle. And begin to climb down it.
Yeah. Do you want to do that stealthily?
No. I want to do it cool. Silhouette.
You could be stealthy and cool. That's what Batman says.
Yeah.
Stealthy is cool.
All right. As you stealthily descend the rope, I imagine it's much easier to go down than up. What do I know about climbing ropes? And you are in the alley next to the museum. The alley is not empty. There's five kind of sketchy looking halflings, and they've got some rope. They're garbed all in black. They haven't noticed you, Krong, yet, and they seem to be having a conversation, and they're like, yep, so the gala should be wrapping up just any minute now. We're going to climb the roof. We're going to go in through the skylight. Going to get that stone. And, you know, the museum's going to get the insurance payment. Everyone's going to be happy.
Is this the group you ran it for before?
No, this was the group that they had to fought their way through because their plan wasn't as good.
Well, I will. I guess I'm still in my tuxedo.
Yeah.
Stealth. Oh, out of the alley.
Just whistle and walk away.
Yep.
All right. And so Krong heads across Varkin Bluff under cover of darkness, returning to the campus of the University of Varkin Bluff. Dr. Donnell is in her cluttered office, patiently, anxiously waiting for you. She's excited, though perhaps a little concerned that it's just Krong. I assume you turned the Markmeyer stone over to her.
Yes.
She places it in the basically crystal box that she has prepared, says some incantations over it, and says, and with that, the Merkmeyer stone is now inert, and I simply have to protect this box for the rest of my life. And I will have to get somebody else to continue to protect it after that. Let me know if you know of anyone.
There's a museum.
I don't care for them.
They have curators and stuff. Like, all they you would need to do is tell them what to do to keep it safe, and then no.
Did you not listen to episode one? It's a whole thing.
Just because they identified it wrong. It doesn't seem that all right.
There might be other museums.
So do you pay or ... question mark?
Professor Donnell fishes around in an envelope on her desk for
an envelope full of 100 gold coins.
No, for an envelope with vouchers for one free magic item for the adventurers, courtesy of the Golden Vault. They have like a adventurers brochure you get to order from now that you're your official keys of the Golden Vault. Will you be called upon by the keys from the Golden Vault to save the world again, or perhaps just rip off a casino? We'll never know. Credits roll. Mid-credit sequence.
Fog cloud dissipates.
Yeah, fog cloud dissipates. Levithia, Ravel, and Jay wander out of the museum with a crowd of rich people in the early morning looking all disheveled and just real pissed off.
The very first thing I do is go back to my parents' house, assuming everybody wants to come with me. And I'm going to write a letter to my parents telling them about this terrible experience and how they need to complain because they donate quite a bit of money to this museum.
Everyone give me a... What are the headlines
in the museum?
I'd like
to think
the
Krong is waiting for us.
Just sipping a cup of coffee. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I assumed you'd come here. This is the nicest place. Yeah.
Congratulations.
How did you get it? Never mind.
You successfully overcame the Merkmeyer malevolence. I have these dice here that I didn't even roll. I will point out you also pulled off this heist without any combat, which is, you know, impressive.
No combat, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just ruined one curator's career.
And we did poison a lot of people, but you know.
Poisoned a lot of people.
Lightly poisoned.
Lightly poisoned. Yeah. What is a permanent poisoning?
They die. That's death, and we didn't do it. So as you can see.
Exactly. We didn't kill anybody.
Yeah. I will just, I think you did a very good job. You had a very good plan. I appreciated that you infiltrated the gala and figured that out. The other group had no interest in the gala and skipped the gala and went in later under cover of darkness. I did have a variety of things that would have tripped you up that you basically avoided through the quality of your really good plan. I will share with you. And, I had kind of crafted ahead of time. This is what could happen. And I felt like, you play it fair and you don't follow up a good plan. I had totally planned that as soon as the gala wrapped up, they were going to move the Merkmeyer stone to heavier security in the basement. Good job stealing it before that happened. There was also going to be a gang of halflings that was going to break into the museum and attempt to steal the stone and cross paths with you around the time that you would have been catching the stone. If you didn't do the very daring and I'll say somewhat risky thing of trying to steal it in the middle of the gala. But I feel like this was a great plan. You pulled it off. There was a snag. You didn't get the Jade Stone. If you had gotten the Jade Stone, there's a chance that the you would have been able to do a Indiana Jones switcheroo and the locks wouldn't have locked, mm-hmm. which would have been, that would have made it a little bit safer for all of you. I think you did an excellent plan came together pretty well. You had one critical fail in there that you totally overcame, and it was just a bump in the road. It was not like everything came to a screeching halt.
There is nothing that a nightmare monster and a fog cloud can't do together.
Can't do. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And so concludes the Merkmeyer Malevolence Keys from the Golden Vault Adventure 1. I've been Tony Sindelar. Goodbye, nerds.